This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Hallelujah today. Bless the Lord in this house. Thank you to God Most High, Creator of heaven and earth. Things visible, things invisible. We praise Him today. As the Sunday school writer pointed out, everything that is made is made by Him. He's worthy of our praise. And He's greater than that. Somebody said He told Isaiah even at that, the earth is just a drop in the bucket to Him. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. And in the midst of all of that, that awesome God thought enough of us to create and make us in His image and likeness. And breathe the breath of life in us today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Psalmist. Thank you all for your hard work today. Hallelujah. Tough crowd today. But God is breaking through. He's still breaking through. God can get tougher than you can get. Hallelujah. You get tough as you want to get. God can get tougher. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. When He want to have His way, He will break through anyhow. Isn't that right, Mother Darcy? I seen Mother Darcy in the house somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, there is a word from the Lord today. And we submit to you, it's a word straight from the throne of grace. We submit to you that it's not a sermon, it's a message. There's a message for somebody today. Amen. And it's and the text of it is found in Romans, the 12th chapter. For your consideration. If you don't have a Bible, get to someone with a Bible. You need to read this word for yourself. It's in black and white. It's in the sacred book, in the Holy Scriptures. Amen. I'm not making this up. Hallelujah. This is not any fairy tale. It is not some fantasy. This is not just a book of stories. It's a testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything in the Word of God is a testimony. That's why it's the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's not the old story, and it's not the new story. It's a testimony, hallelujah, of God among men. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans, the 12th chapter. For your consideration, we'll begin reading at the 17th verse. You'll find these words in the Holy Scripture. It reads, recompense no to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Somebody say all men.
All men.
If it be possible, verse 18, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Somebody say all men.
All men.
Amen. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemies hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Here's the word of God for you today, whoever you are. This is what God wants to tell you today, is don't get them back. Matter of fact, you might want to lean over to whoever that is you've been talking to, whoever that is that's been taking confidence in you, whoever that is that you've been texting and talking and Facebooking and whatever you do today, you might want to lean over to them or go find them wherever they are and look them dead in the eye and say, God said, don't get them back. Amen. Matter of fact, in this age of communication, we're willing to let you get out your cell phone. You can get out and text them right now. Call. This is important. I'm not kidding. This is right now word. This is critical. Whoever that is, if you know that you know that you know, we give you permission right now. You text them, you call them, you do what you got to do to tell them that God said, the preacher said, that God said to tell them, don't get them back. We thank God for our pastor today. We thank God for our first lady. We thank God for our deacons and ministers that are here today. We thank God for you that are here today. Because everybody that is here today, God purposed and ordained that you be here today. You're not here by incident. You're not here by coincidence. You're not here by just happenstance. You're here by providence. Amen. And if you got to pick up this CD, and I don't advocate my CDs, I don't try to sell them or nothing, but the deacons are recording them back there. Whoever you need to get this to, you need to get them to them today. This is urgent. This is hot off the presses. Amen. Amen. There's no 3 points in this message. There's only 1 point, and that is don't get them back. Everything else from that is just your servant trying to persuade you as much that is within me. Don't get them back. All right, preacher. Hallelujah. God bless you today. Father, we bless you today and thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are an omniscient God. You are an all-knowing God, Lord God. You know our thoughts even before we do, Lord God. You know, Lord God, what is going on. You know the past, the present, the future, Lord God. You know what we purpose in our heart. You know, Lord God, the evil we plan. You know the good we plan, Lord God. You know whatever it is, you know, Lord God. So, Lord God, whoever this is for, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I stand as your servant, being obedient to your word, Lord God. And Lord God, I will, Lord God, pray that you, Lord God, will have your way this day in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, this message is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. This message is only for the born again, fire baptized, Holy Ghost filled, show enough Christians. Are there any believers in the house today? Just raise your hand if I have any believers in the house today. Amen. Any Christians in the house today? If you're a believer, well, I want you to raise your hand today. Don't be ashamed. The Lord said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before God. Don't be ashamed, because God is taking inventory today. Hallelujah. The record books are out. Amen. And if you are born again and you know you're saved, raise your hand today. Hallelujah. In the name. Let the record show, Lord God. Walls, lights, pews. Amen. Let the record show the hands that are up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We're sweeping the house today, Doc, in the name of Jesus. Amen. The record books are out today in the name of Jesus. So you might be asking, well, preacher, why is it important to recognize that this message is not for Christians? I'm glad you asked. Because everybody else, y'all, the Bible has identified as children of wrath. They're children of wrath in two ways. One way is that God's wrath is upon them. The other way is that, according to Galatians 5:16 through 21, is that they are led by the flesh to fulfill the lust or desires of the flesh. Yeah. That is, all that come, they do all that is natural to do. Uh-huh. Amen. Revenge and wrath, hatred, envy, jealousy, disputing, always arguing all the time is just part of what they do. Yeah. Amen. I'm not talking about the children of wrath. I'm talking about God is speaking to his children today, to his child today, that is on their way to heaven, whose name is written in glory. God is saying to you today, don't get them back. Hallelujah. And you say the scriptures say, the Bible says that evil conversation corrupt good manners. And see, you learn better in the church. You learn better at home in your godly house. You learn better. But you've been hanging around some corrupt folks. You've been hanging around some worldly folks. You've been hanging around these children of wrath. And their ways is rubbing off on you. God wants you to know today, don't get them back. You don't have to key their car. You don't have to flatten their tires. You don't have to cut them, shoot them, or beat them. God say don't get them back. You don't have to scheme, plot, connive, and plan on your dirty way. God is telling you today, don't get them back. Hallelujah. Listen, God wants us to know today that those of us who are born again are whole new creatures. Hallelujah. We walk in the newness of life, of a whole nother life. Amen. This is the point I offer to you, that Jesus, it keeps driving home to us. This is why that Jesus is always challenging us, always seemingly pushing us beyond what we cannot do naturally. Amen. Because he is trying to get us to know and to understand that we indeed live beyond the natural realm of being. Hallelujah. That now, though we are still in the world, surrounded by all the things we once knew. Amen. And all the things we once did oh so well. Amen. That there is something different about you. Hallelujah. There's something different about you. Amen. You are a new person. Hallelujah. In a new position. You're walking in a new purpose. Hallelujah. You are a holy nation of the people of God. You are a royal priesthood. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, I am somebody. Hallelujah. But here is the rub. Here is the part that seems totally crazy. Totally contrary to all of what I just said. That with all this position, with all this promise, with all this power, we are commanded to be harmless as doves. Call fire down from heaven. You remember John said, Jesus, you want me to call fire down from heaven? That boy over there preaching ain't got no license. Jesus said, you don't know what spirit you are. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus was constantly, y'all think about it. Jesus was constantly teaching us and telling us that we are different. Hallelujah. That we are new creatures. We are admonished in our text today to recompense or do not repay to no man evil for evil. The Lord our God says it something like this in Luke 6:27-31. He says, love your enemies. And then he goes on to define what love is. He says, do good to those who hate you. Not just don't like you, but folk that hate you. Hallelujah. And again, we exhort you, and we've been exhorting you, and we exhort you again and again, that no one or nothing can stop you from doing good. Hallelujah. Stay with me. Amen. I'm trying to establish the case here. Amen. Why God wants you today, my brother and my sister, not to get them back. Love, my brothers and sisters, is the most powerful force on the planet. We talked today about God's creation. We talked about the water. We talked about the sun, the moon, and stars. We talked about all of these things. But I submit to you today that love is the most powerful force on this planet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And charity in action, that is to do good, to seek the welfare of others, amen, to have an attitude, a heart, a mind, a disposition, amen, that you will always seek to do good, is the most powerful force on the earth. It is love at its finest. Now, this thing we are talking about today is obviously something that is at a very personal level. This is a very personal thing. Very personal thing. In other words, we are not talking about what government should do. Government has a decree from God to do a whole nother level of other things. Y'all do know that government was decreed by God, right? Amen. Romans 13th chapter, amen. And Noah, amen, after the flood, God established government in the earth. For what? To keep the weak from the strong from the weak, to keep the evil from the good, to keep peace on earth, that we may all possibly live peaceably with one another. Yeah. Without government, amen, people will just overbear and overforce and force their will on everybody, amen. They will overtake the weak, amen. They will overtake that which is good, amen. Amen. Without government there, amen, that is what they ordained to do. Now, I don't know what they're trying to do nowadays. I'm just telling you what God ordained them and decreed them to do. Now, it's up to you, the people, we, the people, to get them back in check in what they ordained to do. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit is speaking this right here now, because what you have authority, they got authority. Don't let them silence you. The separation of church and state and all that business don't mean you shut up and they talk all the time. It means you have something to say. And that means you exercise your right to free speech. When they're out of line, you tell them what thus saith the Lord. If you got to call your congressman, your senator, your mayor, whoever, you tell them what thus saith the Lord. And if they don't want to hear you, then you exercise your authority with your vote. Why, you can still vote.
Amen.
Okay.
That's all right with you.
Amen.
That's all right with you.
Hallelujah.
That's good news.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
So we are not even talking about your right and your responsibility to protect yourself from a life-threatening situation toward your family or even yourself. I submit to you that this is evident still there in Luke 6 and 29, where Jesus said, being slapped on the cheek is not life-threatening. You may get mad. You may want to pull out your knife. You may want to cut somebody and shoot somebody. But somebody slap you on your cheek is not life-threatening. Amen. Ain't no reason to stand down, you know, stand your ground for your life. You ain't, if somebody slap you, that's not what this is talking about. It's talking about something personal. Amen?
Amen.
If someone steals from you, that's not a life-threatening situation. Amen? Amen. So you have to have balance and wisdom in life. Amen. Amen. I only bring this up because some have taken this out of context as a reason not to defend themselves or their loved ones or even their country.
All right.
Besides, even the courts of man recognize that what you do in immediate or now premeditated response to an action against you is one thing. But what you do after you have had opportunity to meditate or to think or to plan a recourse of action is another. Yeah. Because even if somebody does walk up and slap you, whatever you do from that point, that's just reactionary. You're just going to do what's in you. Amen. They may have pushed you beyond your sanctification. Amen. Amen. They may have. I don't know. You may not be there yet. Amen. But to go off and plan. That's premeditated. That's what the Bible calls vengeance. That's revenge. You go out and you load your 9mm and you wait at the door. That's premeditated. Neither God nor man is going to support you in that. Amen. So that's the only reason I brought that up. And that, my brothers and sisters, is at the core of this topic today. This is, in essence, what vengeance or revenge is. It is how you take the time and plan on how you can get back at whoever hurt you, whoever offended you, whoever disrespected you, whoever beat or ripped you off. This is why the Lord is saying for you today, whoever you are, don't get them back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let us look at the why of all this. Why can't you get them back? Yeah, preacher, why can't I get them back? Amen. They did me wrong. They dissed me. They disrespected me. You don't know what they did to me. Amen. You don't know how they treated me. Amen. And you are right. I don't know. But you know who knows? God knows. Amen. God knows what you want to do. God knows what you know today that he knows. He was there. He saw everything. He was a witness. How you were wrong. How you were done. How whatever offense happened. God was there. Amen. And before we move on to the why of this discussion, let us look at how God expects us to live. It's right here in our text. Amen. In our text, verse 17, in the opening text, 17b through 18, he said, provide things honest in the sight of all men. In other words, live a life that is honest. Live a life that is right. Live a life that is true. Live a life that is virtuous. Live a life that is peaceable. Amen. As much as is possible within you, you might have a fighting spirit. You might have a fighting blood in you. You might be quick tempered or short tempered. You might be quick like that. But as much as it's possible in you, live peaceable with all men.
All right.
Amen. Look for a way of escape.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Look for an opportunity to be a peacemaker. Look for an opportunity, amen, to negotiate and to talk and to speak and to reach and to love somebody and to be patient with somebody. Look for an opportunity, amen. As much as is possible in you, live peaceably with all men. That is how God expects us to live day by day. If you don't take anything else away from this, this is what you have to know by faith. That can't nobody or no creature in earth or in heaven or under the earth can exact revenge like God can. If you let God get them back, God get them good. God get them real good. Amen. And at the core of this, amen. And here's the background on this. This is where Paul got this script, this reference from, is in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Give me just a few minutes and then we'll get on out of here after we partake of the Lord's Supper. Because some of y'all need to be examining yourself right now. Amen. So that when we come to this, you already have it straight. And Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, is at the core of where this comes from. Amen. Is that Moses was on his way. Moses was giving this final. Moses was preaching his own eulogy. Moses was on his way to the mountaintop. Moses was on his way to die. And Moses was giving his swan song to the house of Israel.
Yeah.
Amen. And Moses did it in the form of a song. And in Deuteronomy, the 32nd, Moses started declaring this word in a song. And he prophesied to Israel. And he prophesied how that Israel, in verse 32:15, he said that Jeshurun grew fat and they kicked and became fat and now grown thick. In other words, they became, God told them, when you go over there and you get all these things, don't get the big head. Don't get to thinking you did it. Go get to thinking, you know, when you get blessed with your house and your cars and your good job and your money in the bank, don't get to thinking you did it. Because I did it. Well, that's exactly what they did. And then they went over there and saw all them strange gods. You know them gods that are out there in the world. You know, all the flash, all the bling bling, and all the riders living, all the clubbing, and all the drinking, and all the carousing, and all the TV, and all the things that's going on in the world today. All the partying, and all the things that is happening. All of those things, all the glitz and glamour that the world has to offer. God said, when you get out there, don't get into that. Y'all know them same gods that was back then, them same little G gods, they still kicking around. They just redressed themselves, repackaged themselves, and now they represent themselves in a modern day fashion. But it's still the same old gods. Lust, sin, death. Yeah, lust, sin, death. Greed, envy. Gluttony. All of those things. It's just repackaged. Amen. And so Moses singing the song, and Moses told us. But here's the thing. Y'all know the story that God sent Nebuchadnezzar and sent the nation, sent these heathen against him and took them down. Because God is righteous. And you know, when we mess up, God will take us down. Now he'll take us down. Don't think he won't spank you. Hallelujah. He took Israel down hard. He took the wives, the children, the leaders, the princes, the kings, everything. He took the whole temple. He took everything and tore it down to the ground.
Yes.
But you know what he told them? He said, that's me doing that. He said, them heathens that's doing that to you, this is where the text come in. Verse 35. He said, to me belongeth vengeance. There's three things in the world you don't mess with. That's God's money. That's God's people. And that's God's property. Or maybe four things. His vengeance. Because he said, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Hallelujah. He said, their foot, talking about the heathens that took it, their foot shall slide in due time. God gonna get them back in due time. See, our problem is we want to get them now. We want to get them right now. God, kill them dead now. God, get them now. But God said, no, I'm gonna get them. But I'm going to get them in due time. Hallelujah. Amen. My brother's here today, and he can tell you, man, when mama started whooping, and she started going back remembering stuff from way back, I thought she done forgot. I done forgot. And she started whooping. Amen. We go hide. Because mama started remembering stuff. She said, come here, boy. I remember when you. I said, oh, Lord. So when God starts exacting vengeance, you might want to get out the way too.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Because if you done messed up, amen. You know what? He got you. Amen. But he may spank you a little bit. Amen. He said, for the day of their calamity is at hand and the things that shall come. For the Lord shall judges people and repent himself for his servants. And God said, I'll change my mind. Amen. But you know what? He's not going to do that for his enemies. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not going to do that for his enemies. Amen. So that is why God is saying, let me do this. Because he is, first of all, righteous in doing it. And second of all, nobody can do it better than he can. So if you don't take anything else away from this, this is what you have to know by faith. Amen. Amen. So herein is the mystery. Herein is the blessing. If you are born again, raise your hands again. If you're born again, you still born again? Hallelujah. You're still born again. You can't drop out and not be born again so you can go get them back. Amen. You got to stay born again. Amen. If you're born again, then you are the anointed of God. You are the anointed of the anointed one. And that is Christ Jesus. None other than Christ Jesus, the Christ of God. And the Bible says, touch not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. Hallelujah. God was there at Calvary. I wish I had a witness today. God was there at Calvary. He saw how they beat the Lord all night long. He saw how they nailed him to that accursed cross. He witnessed how he that knew no sin became sin for you and for me. He heard the Lord when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But that just brought the world a little more time. Because our Lord was innocent before God and before man. Even Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. Amen. And David asked the question in 1 Samuel 26:9, who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And that's why God commands this gospel to be preached. For he was there. Even though Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He was there. Hallelujah. The Bible said that he was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. He was there, I tell you. And can I tell you today? We were all there. Yeah. We were all there. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were there. In the first Adam, there, I tell you, there when he was hung, his head in the locks of his shoulder, and he died. We were there when he died for your sin and mine. We were there when they buried him. Didn't they do it? Didn't they do it? Buried him in a borrowed tomb. Oh, but early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Is there anybody here who believes the report? If you believe the report, let me see your hand today. If you believe the report, let me hear you say, yeah. Say, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is why you don't have time. This is why you don't have time to worry about getting revenge on anybody. You don't have time. You should be too busy praising your Lord. You're too busy serving your Jesus. You're too busy giving him glory. You don't have to worry about your haters. You don't have to worry about the world, the flesh, or the devil. Amen. Because God said, it belongs to me. Don't take from God what belongs to him. It is God's business. You stay out of God's business. Besides, if you really, really, really knew, if you really, really knew how terrible it is to fall into the hands of God. You too would be saying, Father, forgive them. You would rather be standing in the gap for them in prayer and intercession. You too would be trying to persuade them to come to Jesus. If you knew how terrible the wrath of God is, you too would be merciful. You would feed them when they're hungry. You would clothe them when they're naked. You would visit them when they are sick. Visit them when they are in jail. If you only knew how terrible this God is. Hallelujah. When he comes with vengeance, with his terrible Swiss sword. Hallelujah. And when he swipes through the hand of man, through the kingdom of man, amen, with the blood of man dripping from his sword, you too would be saying, Father, let them know you in the pardon of their sin. If you're here today, we've been trying to persuade you. We've just been trying to convince you. We've been trying to say to you that vengeance belongs to God. That you don't have to worry about revenge. You don't have to be angry. You could be peace. You could be in peace. God has got you. If you're here today.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you. Cheers!